This seaweed is always greener in somebody else's lake. You dream about going up there, but that is a big mistake. Just look.
Welcome back to Nocturnal Journal. We're going to go on a little semi-regular nocturnal journey. Dan Long, you know, when I was off in June driving around the country in my camper van, I had to stay at this place. I got out of the van in Great Falls, Montana. It's called the O'Hare, H-A-I-R-E, Motor Inn. Kind of a mid-century, I think it was built in 1962. But it was one thing led to another. It was all real, all true. Nothing was manufactured. And you go in the bar, the Sip and Dip Lounge, and there's live mermaids swimming behind a glass window, not unlike what you're behind there. It's amazing. Have you ever heard of such a thing?
No. Yeah. So it's like, I saw a little bit of the pictures that you put up, but it's like a human aquarium almost.
That's good. Yeah, you're right. It's like, I fell in love with one of the mermaids. It was wonderful. Then you go, I stayed there, you know, and I got a room, and you'll hear this in these interviews. What we're going to hear in a minute is I interviewed the general manager who grew up in Great Falls, and later on, the next day, I talked to a couple of the mermaids. I'm into the whole tiki thing, and I'm into, you know, but you go down to places here in Chicago, and everything seems kind of contrived and expensive and hip. This thing just kind of, that's what's so great about it. It just kind of happened for no rhyme or reason. We're going to play a little bit of Piano Pat. She's like a 85-year-old piano player who does like polka lounge music, and the whole thing is just so weird. It's wonderful, you know. So here's a little bit of Nocturnal Journey from Great Falls, Montana.
My name is Sandra Thayers, and I'm the general manager of the O'Hare Motor Inn Sip and Dip Lounge here in Great Falls, Montana.
You've got a lot going on here. I've been to a lot of bars. This is probably one of the top five bars I've ever been to. So last night, you have mermaids. You can look at behind the bar, live mermaids.
We do.
You have Piano Pat.
We do.
Tell us what people can expect when they come to the Sip and Dip.
Probably the most noticeable thing that you can, or probably the most surprising thing, is that we have mermaids in the middle of landlocked Montana. There are windows behind the bar that look underwater into the swimming pool of the hotel. And our mermaids are in there 6 to 7 days a week.
And they start at what time?
They start around 6 p.m. and they'll swim till 10, midnight, whenever.
And bar patrons, we're sitting at the bar right now, so people sitting along the bar can watch the mermaids work.
They can watch the mermaids swim, and then right behind them is Piano Pat. And she has been our lounge singer for over 50 years.
And tell us a little about Pat.
She is our icon here at the Sip and Dip. She is the heart of the place. She has been performing at her piano bar every single week except for vacation weeks for over 50 years.
Now, my research, you opened, this hotel opened in 1962?
It did. The hotel was built in the years of 61 and 62. It opened in fall of 62. My family bought it in 1968.
And Piano Pat came on board right away, right? 60.
She can't quite remember the specific year, 63, 64. There's no paperwork on when she actually started because we've been trying to get her into the Guinness Book of World Records. But since we can't find any original paperwork, we're having difficulty with that.
What category would she be under?
For the longest house gig of a bar.
No, it was very surreal last night. I was sober. So I'm sitting there, I had one beer, and there's Piano Pat playing George Thorogood's Moving On Over.
Right.
I've never heard an 80-year-old piano player do that song.
Polka beat.
Yeah, you might hear Neil Diamond and Frank Sinatra, but she's doing George Thorogood's Moving On Over to a polka beat, and then I'm watching mermaids on the other side.
Right, and if Pat doesn't know the song by heart, she has the music to play it. Again, it's probably a version that you've never heard before. But it's definitely something to sit here and enjoy.
Yeah. And what all does she play? What did she play there? She have a piano, an organ?
She has both a piano and an organ. So she plays the piano with one hand and the organ with the other.
And she sells CDs?
She does. She has two CDs that she sells. We actually are trying to come up with a t-shirt with her face on it, but she's not too excited about that right now.
She lives here, right? Does she live in the area?
Yeah, she lives a few miles away from the hotel.
And do you have musicians come in? I was reading in some background that maybe during state fair time, people come here and do they listen to it?
You know, there's only been a few lucky people over the years that Pat has actually allowed back there on the keyboards. For the most part, that is her domain, and she very politely declines any assistance from them on that area. But there's been a few over the years. Phil Vassar was one of them. And then, you know, there was a coach at one of the universities that was pretty good on the keyboards, and she really liked him, and she let him back there. So.
She liked him back there.
Yeah.
So tell me about the history of this place and Mr. O'Hare, who built it, and I'm just so curious how this all happened.
There was actually two Mr. O'Hares who built the lounge. So Bill and Edgar O'Hare actually traveled the U.S. for an entire year, finding everything that they liked wherever they stayed, and they brought it back here and they put it into this hotel. The idea for the windows actually came from the Playboy Club in Chicago, where they had gone and they had playmates swimming in a setup similar to this. And so they came back and they said, well, the lounge or the pool is right next to the lounge. We should just put windows up there instead. So they did. We actually did not start the mermaids until 1996. But over the years before that, many a guest was in there swimming and putting on a show.
Yeah. So it was like regular swimmers until you decided to add the mermaids in.
Yeah. You know, keep in mind that it was during the time of three martini lunches.
Yeah.
And so we actually had a beauty shop down the hall. And so the women would come and get their hair done, and the men would come in here and have a cocktail or two while waiting for their wives. And at that point, you know, you never quite knew who was going to plop in the pool and put on a show.
And sometimes it would be skinny dipping?
Indeed. Over the years, there's been a few skinny dippers.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, there has been.
Because I came in yesterday in the afternoon, and yeah, I just saw regular people swimming in there.
Yes, yes. It used to not be highly publicized that people could be seen swimming, but it really, 15 years ago, we put up big signs, it's in the rooms, it's on the door, it's on the walls, you can be seen swimming. So now there's a whole lot less of the antics and more of the mermaid antics.
Yeah. And then I noticed you lock it up. You lock the pool up at 6 o'clock when the mermaids are in there.
We do. We do that for the security of the mermaids. We don't want just anybody jumping in with them. We have had a few people over the years that have gone up swimming with them with our approval. Ron White, the comedian, jumped in with them one night fully clothed. He even forgot to take his cell phone out of his pocket. You know, celebrities will come into town, say, you know, they want to jump in with them. So we let them.
Daryl Hannah, tell us the Daryl Hannah story. That's the one I hear a lot of.
So the Daryl Hannah story, Daryl Hannah, was in town filming a movie. It was called North Fork. And it was in the middle of the week. It was super quiet in the lounge. There were maybe four people in here. And she told the bartender, she said, I want to be the mermaid. And this was right about the time that we actually started the mermaids. And he went and got her a tail. She went up, put it on, swam for about 15 minutes, and then got out, autographed the window, and away she went. Unfortunately, about 6 months after she autographed the window cracked and it had to be replaced.
Yeah, I heard about that. Now, adding to all this interesting angles, you design the mermaid outfits, you yourself?
I do design the mermaid outfits. I can honestly say that if I had known how much work they were going to be in 1996 when we said, you know, let's just throw somebody in there to be a mermaid for New Year's Eve, I probably would not have done it. But yeah, now I spend probably 8 hours a week working on the mermaid tails. Each of the mermaids...
What are they made out of?
They're made out of vinyl and velvet and sequins and beads. Each of the mermaids get to kind of pick what they want it to look like, and then I take it from there.
And we're going to talk to a mermaid later today.
That'll be for part two of this epic start.
But it's got to be hard to swim, right? Because how do they? I'll ask a mermaid, but they're not using their legs, right?
No, it's all about the abs and the shoulders with them. Each of the tails weighs between 10 and 15 pounds. So literally, they're dragging that extra weight around off their waist. No, they're not allowed to use their feet because, of course, they're in a tail now. Yeah. They're mermaids. They don't have feet. So really, they're just pushing themselves through the water with their arms. But most of them swim a 4 to 5 hour shift, 2 to 3 days a week.
Yeah. Now, yesterday, she waved at me. Did she wave at everybody, or did she just wave at me?
I'm sure she was waving just at you.
Yeah, right.
But, you know, we get a lot of criticism that mermaids don't wear goggles. But the reason that our mermaids wear goggles is so that they can see everybody in the lounge. And they can have that crowd interaction with them.
I saw they were tips last night on the window.
People can go back behind the bar and get their picture with the mermaid as she comes down. Or Tuesday nights, the mermen. Then they usually leave them a few bucks.
You added the mermen. When did you do that?
We had put mermen in the pool a few years ago. It was an epic failure. It did not work. Last year, we started getting the requests again. And in our staff meeting in December, the lounge staff said, we think we should try it again. So they started the 1st of March, and it has been a huge success.
You really have to have a good sense of humor to do this, right? I mean, this place is so much fun. Now, even in the room I was in last night, you know, I go to bed, there's a big mirror above my bed. Was this like a little getaway place at one point?
It was. This actually used to be...
I never knew I looked so good.
It used to be the hotel to stay in Great Falls when it first opened. You know, rooms back then were $15 a night. $10 if you got the cheap place. But over the years, we've tried to keep the character of it. That's why we're not franchised with anybody. It's really the people that work here and the people that stay here is what creates the character of this building. And we want to work really hard to keep that character fun.
Well, I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, I'm walking over here now, and there's all these Western scenes of the Great West, like little portraits and paintings in the hallway.
Right.
And then you walk in, and you walk into a tiki bar. You got a bamboo roof, and, you know, it's like a real tiki bar in the middle of Montana.
We like to keep you guessing.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Yeah. And where was the place I had breakfast this morning? That's a...
We call it Clark and Louise. Lewis and Clark is very prominent in our area of Great Falls. But, you know, that's a little stuffy for us, so we decided to call it Clark and Louise. And a hugely successful restaurant. You know you've hit it, or you're doing something well, when mostly locals eat there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have.
Yeah, I saw that. So did you grow up here?
I did. My stepdad is the one who bought it in 1968. I became part of his family in 74. And at that time, in 76, he was actively running the hotel. But in 1976, he and my mom were in a very bad car accident. And so we had to move in with my grandmother over in Spokane. And at that time, a cousin took over running the business. And so that cousin ran it until 1994. And at that point, he decided he had had enough. And Dad said, we were living in Billings at the time, where I went through high school and college. And Dad said, do you want to move back to Great Falls and run the family business? I said, hell no. But here I am 24 years later. Okay. And yeah, so have I grown up here? I've spent the last 24 years here, yeah.
Well, where I'm going with that is I'm trying to paint a picture of what it was like when this opened. And what was downtown like? What do you remember? What have you learned?
My gosh.
What was downtown Great Falls like?
Downtown Great Falls was thriving. Uh-huh. We had JCPenney's downtown, and, you know, Woolworth's and the Bond, Marché, which was a big department store. And it was really the heart of Great Falls. If, you know, as with every other downtown in any other small town, it hit on hard times, but it's really coming back. And we're now seeing the little microbreweries downtown coming in and some new development, which is great. it's fun for us to have always been this cornerstone of downtown Great Falls, and we've weathered the storm, and now we're seeing this resurrection come back, and we can't wait to be a part of it.
I read in some of the background that he had a helicopter poured on top. He had people come here on... Guests would come here in helicopters?
Bill and Edgar O'Hare were geniuses when they built this hotel. The entire hotel is made out of concrete. So it is so quiet. The people next door or above you could be having a party and you'd never hear it. So it's built for durability. But on the other hand, you can't do a whole lot with it because you can't just put a door in or you can't make a room bigger. What we have is what we have. So we just have to keep it updated and clean. The top of the pool building used to be a helipad. That was back when they were the oil barons up on the High Line would fly in and out on their helicopters. It's when they were building all the Minuteman missile silos in the area. So we had that contract to house that government crew, and they would come in and out on the helicopters every night. And it has been disassembled. In the 70s, it was shaken at the building just a little too much. Bricks were starting to crack, so the helipad has been disassembled at this point.
Now, listeners who want to come to the Sip and Dip Lounge at the O'Hare Motor Inn, which I would do this. I would love this place so much. You can take a direct flight from Chicago. I didn't know about
yes,
that.
Yes, very exciting.
I drove, but...
very, very exciting. Now we have direct flights from Great Falls to Chicago this summer. Hopefully, we're hoping that they extend it past September. You can get on that plane. Not doing anything for the weekend. You can fly into Great Falls. You can visit us here at the O'Hare and the Sip and Dip. Then you can get a rental car, head up to Glacier, go see the 5 million things there are to do in beautiful Montana.
Yeah.
And you could even go down to Yellowstone, then come back to Great Falls, get back on the plane, and a short plane ride later, you're back home in Chicago.
And you also get to hear Piano Pat.
And you can come hear Piano Pat.
Don't forget about her.
Wednesday, Thursdays, and Fridays.
I definitely request Moving On Over by George Thorogood. She said that was on the jukebox 40 years ago, but I don't know if that song was out 40 years. I don't know. But anyway, it was great to hear her do George Thorogood.
She just likes to do anything besides Sweet Caroline, which is kind of a trademark, or Ring of Fire. I think she plays those songs probably 5 times a night.
She did Crazy last night, I think. Patsy Cline.
Ooh.
I think she did that.
I'm not sure. I've never heard her sing that one.
Yeah. Maybe because I was here. So State Fair. When is the State Fair? Do you know that off the top of your head?
Yep. The State Fair will start July 28th, and it runs for 7 days. Lots to do. Concerts, rodeo, lots of exhibits. Just a lot of fun stuff.
Wow.
Might see a famous face or two wander in.
Yeah, I'm speechless. This is last thing, I think. I just had a beer last night, but what are the, like, this thing they were telling me, it's like in a fishbowl. I mean, you have, like, this is why you got to stay here. There's 10 or 12 shots in that. Tell me about the tropical drinks you
have. If you're coming in to drink a fishbowl, you should probably get a room.
Yeah.
It's a 64-ounce drink. It is blue. It's 9 to 10 ounces of liquor, depending on the bartender. And it's filled with fruit juice and other miscellaneous goodies.
Bartender last night told me 10 to 12 shots.
Yeah, like I said, depending on the bartender.
Yeah, right.
You hope you get the one that pours 12 in there, but I prefer they pour 9.
Yeah. Wow. My goodness.
Yeah. So a person could probably drink one. You're not going to feel very good the next day, but they really are meant to be shared with your friends.
Yeah. And do you have, like, regular, do you have Mai Tais and stuff?
Oh,
like
yeah. Every tropical drink you could think of, you can get here. Yeah.
Where'd you get all the bamboo?
This is, the decor to the lounge is all original.
Uh-huh.
It was bought at a party place down in L.A. when Tiki was huge, in the late 60s. They brought it, put it up. Most of it is original. We've added a few things or repaired it over the years. It is completely fireproof. We fire retard it every year. That's why it kind of looks like it does. But, it's mostly all original.
And then the last question, thank you for being so patient with all my energy.
I'm glad you had so much fun.
Yeah, right. What's the interview process for a mermaid? Like, I suppose all the mermaids are from the area. How do you find them? What questions do you? I mean, yeah, you must ask them if they know how to swim. But
trust me. Yeah. We ask those important questions.
Yeah, what's it like?
So my mer people, because we have to be not gender specific. The mer people have to complete an application at the front desk. And once that is done, we will call for interviews. They go through a half-hour basic interview process. You know, what is your swimming background? Do you have to hold your nose underwater? That is the first check mark. If they have to hold their nose, they are ineligible to be a merperson. You know, why do they want to be a mermaid, merman?
What do they say?
Oh, yeah. Some of them, over the years, it either will vary. I used to pretend to be a mermaid in the pool / bathtub / lake when they were little, and they've always wanted to be a mermaid, or they want to do it for exercise.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And from there, they go into a swim tryout. They spend 10 minutes swimming in their swimsuit. They're based on swimming ability, audience appeal. Can they smile underwater? Can they blow bubbles? Do they have chipmunk cheeks holding their breath? Because we don't want those. You know, really, how do they look underwater? And then if they survive that 10 minutes and they do a pretty good job, then we'll put them in a tail for the next 10 minutes and hope they don't drown. If they can, and at that point is when we're really looking for swimming ability. We don't care what they look like. They can be heavy, thin, does not matter. We can do anything with the tails. It's really just about, are they going to have fun when they're in there swimming?
Yeah.
Because that's what you should be doing.
Salt. Some people claim, there's a woman to blame, but I don't know. I know it's nobody's fault.
My name is Teresa Nesbo. I work at the Sip and Dip, and I'm a mermaid.
My name is Alex Strong. I'm a mermaid, and I work at the Sip and Dip Lounge.
And how long have you worked here?
Since October 28th, 2012.
2012. Mm-hmm. And say your name again.
Alex Strong.
Alex, is this your first night?
This is my very first night working at the Sip and Dip.
Okay, now how does this work? Are you gonna like teach her? Tell us what's gonna go on here.
Yep, I'm going to. We're gonna show her how we put on our tails and jump in the pool and start acting like we're mermaids.
And how do you do that?
You just kind of get in your zone.
Yeah. And tell us about your shift.
It's very therapeutic.
When you begin and you take breaks. And you're going to start at 6 o'clock.
We start at 6. We swim for 45 minutes. We get a 15-minute break. And then we swim for another 45. We do that for 4 hours.
Yeah. I wanted to...
It's a great workout.
It is. Now, the thing is, I read some background. I've never been in a mermaid outfit or something, but how hard is it to swim when apparently you can't use your legs? Is that right? How does that work?
Yeah, you have to keep your legs together, and you mostly, it's your upper arm strength. Yeah. And actually, the hardest part of being a mermaid is sinking, because you want to float to the surface. So you learn how to stay down in the water.
And how do you do that?
That's the most difficult part.
Just hold your breath a lot, or what?
Yes.
Yeah.
I think I can hold my breath for a minute.
Yeah.
Now.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You build your way up.
Now, I went swimming there this morning. Is it 8 feet deep, about?
The deepest part is,
deepest
yes.
Party. So, describe to the listeners the window into the bar, about how deep is that? And I saw a little bit last night. You wave to the guys at the bar and stuff. How does all that work? How far down do you go? And
you go 8. You go all the way to the floor of the pool, and you look in and look at all the customers and wave and smile. Give them the fishy pays.
And what's that like?
Act like you're going to fish for them and reel them in.
Oh, that's cool. And yeah. you wear goggles, right?
You wear goggles.
So you can see.
Yes. We also wear some caps and wigs.
Oh, you wear wigs?
Mm-hmm.
Do you?
We do.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. When I first started, I swam 3 nights a week, and if I wouldn't wear a swim cap and a wig, I probably wouldn't have hair.
Really? So, okay. So now each of you, say your names again, and what made you want to do this?
My name is Tracy Nesbo. I'm a mermaid at the Sip and Dip, and being a mermaid is one of the best jobs you could ever have. Yeah, it's very therapeutic.
And did you grow up
and
here?
Unique.
Yeah.
I grew up in South Dakota.
South Dakota?
Uh-huh.
And, I mean, that's part of this whole story is something like this.
And my mom goes, oh, so that's why I took you to swimming lessons. Now we know.
Has she come to see you here?
She has.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And she hopes that I never give up being a mermaid.
Really? And yes. Same question for you.
Well, I was born and raised here, so I always knew about the Sip and Dip Lounge, and used to watch The Little Mermaid a lot as a child, and I ended up hearing about this job because one of my friends had it, and who wouldn't want to live out their childhood dream?
She told me this morning it's quite an interview process you go through here. I mean, you just don't come in and fill out a sheet of paper. They ask you a lot of questions. And...
Oh, yeah. They ask you, you know, questions, whether or not, you know, you feel comfortable doing this. And also, of course, you know, if you're able to handle swimming and, you know, being able to keep, you know, your legs together, use your upper body strength.
Yeah, yeah.
Swimming with a tail.
Swimming with a tail, yeah. How tall are you?
5'6".
You're 5'6", and how tall are you?
5'6".
5'6". Mm-hmm. Where'd you guys learn to swim? I mean, there's lakes around here. Did you learn in community pools, lakes? Where'd you learn to swim?
Yeah, growing up, I took swimming lessons, and we went to the river a lot and went skiing and spent a lot of time.
Which river is that?
The Missouri River.
Oh, Missouri River? Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. Yes. Same question?
Yeah, I learned to swim in Montana. I never took swimming lessons. I'd go to the Missouri River or any of the lakes from Canyon Ferry, Hauser, Holter.
A lot of nice lakes.
Yeah. So it's her first night. What's the important advice you've given her? You're kind of mentoring her, so.
I've only talked to her for like 15 minutes, so the most of the mentoring that we're going to be doing is when we get in the pool, she'll get a feel of it all.
Yeah.
But for the most part, just relax and have fun.
Do you have any, now you've done this since 2012, you said, right?
Yes.
Any interesting encounters with customers, people just waving, or any celebrities? Or they told me sometimes musicians come in here during the state fair and stuff like that.
Yeah, we've had a few. We're actually on a Old Dominion video.
Oh, really?
They did a video of us, and we're on the video break up with him. Their first video that they filmed.
Really?
Yeah, that was very fun.
And I didn't know this till I got here. A couple more questions. Sandy makes the costumes herself.
She does.
Yeah?
She does a very good job.
It's amazing.
Yes. Yeah, very fun. So we can design our own tail. It's very...
You design your own tail?
She lets us design or give her ideas what to do.
So what have you done for yourself?
My first tail was a snakeskin tail. It was my favorite one. And with a silver fin, I guess it is.
Yeah. What do you guys do during the day? Is this what you do? Are you work? Are you a student?
I'm a CNA at Benefist Hospital.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Really?
I'm a nurse's aide assistant.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Do the patients know this? Know you do this?
Some of them do.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and someone's like, oh, you're a mermaid. I'm going to come see you swim.
That's cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
Same question. What do you do outside of this?
I'm also a waitress at Applebee's in order to pay for my college, which I'm trying to go to become a midwife.
Oh, okay. And where's that at?
I was attending Green River College in Auburn, Washington, but I transferred my credits to the COT.
Okay. COT.
College of Technology in Great Falls.
Great Falls, okay.
Last question. What about the mermen? They started that. Do you guys know the mermen?
I've never met the mermen. I've never seen them on Tuesday nights. So, yeah.
It's a great place. It's very unique.
It's very unique.
I saw Pat last night.
Yes.
There's a lot going on up there.
Yes.
She did a polka version of George Thorogood's Moving On Over. It was crazy. And then the mermaids, it's a mashup of all kinds of different things going on.
A lot of history, yeah. Yes.